Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Hi, everybody. It's Phil.
I think there's a dog in the studio.
Well, come on.
That is not a compliment.
That's not nice.
Thank you very much.
It's Phil and Wendy.
I'm talking about Bill.
That other voice you hear is noted pet expert Steve Dale, winner of many pet awards, writer of many books about pets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a friend to animals. He's like the St. Francis of our generation.
Okay. St. Francis of Assisi of
yeah,
our generation.
That's right. How are you, Steve?
I'm unsure at this moment. That was okay when I walked into the studio.
But
now I don't know.
Now you're not so
know.
Sure.
I don't know.
You're back in the U.S. You were abroad for a while.
Yes, I certainly was.
How'd the surgery go? God, we're 12 years old.
And you beat me to saying exactly what I would have said. She was wonderful.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Good.
It was a great trip. We went to Puerto Vallarta.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
See, it was an animal sanctuary that I'm on the advisory board of, and I go there every year about this time of year.
Animals indigenous to that region, or what kind
dogs
of animals?
And cats. Yeah. Primarily dogs, actually. And this place is incredible. They rescue dogs that, first of all, others wouldn't. In America, we call such a facility also no kill, because they are, but it's much more than that. The dogs, in part because of the environment where they happen to be,
yeah.
but they have space to play and to run. There's even a whirlpool, you know?
Oh, a nice. Dog and yeah, cat whirlpool?
Yeah, well, dogs. And the thing about the whirlpool, it's used for rehab.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because they'll take in these dogs that have profound injuries. I met a dog that had a birth defect and could not walk. No one would take the dog. I mean, this dog didn't have an owner. This place rehabbed the dog. This little white dog is walking across the room.
They got it walking?
Yeah, the dog looked like, okay, maybe had uno más cerveza, you know, one too many beers.
Yeah.
Still walking.
But walking and doing better every day. This dog, still young, you know, I don't remember, 9, 10, 11 months old, is going to be fine, has been adopted to Canada. They adopt many of their dogs, actually the overwhelming majority, to Americans and Canadians, because there are other facilities in this particular area in Puerto Vallarta that also adopt to Mexicans that live there.
Sure.
This place feels, okay, they've got that covered. We're going to make sure they have good homes in America and Canada. And boy, they do such an amazing job. I am going to post a video. I just haven't had the chance yet, of a Doberman, a purebred Doberman. What are the odds of seeing this expensive dog? I just was walking through the facility doing what I do there, and a Doberman walks by, but barely recognizable in some ways, because this dog had been starved to death.
Mm.
I don't know the deal.
Well,
I don't
not to
know.
Death, because it was still
well,
there.
You're right. You're right. I don't know
but
the circumstances.
Starved excessively.
Yeah, this dog was starving. And
right.
To death.
Another 2 days, it could have been to death.
Oh.
And they saved the dog. This dog is going to be okay. The
Good.
Dog also had Ehrlichia, which is a tick disease that's very common there because they weren't using a preventative. I mean, they're not feeding the dog. They're not giving the dog tick preventives. But they can treat that, and they are treating it. And I'm sure you can go to their Facebook page, SPCA Puerto Vallarta. I'll post this video. And the conversation, and if she were hearing this now, she'd be very upset about it because she doesn't like the attention. But the founder of this organization, who's an amazing woman, let's just say she's not a young woman, has energy that I don't have and perseverance to save animals.
Good.
I mean,
who
you know,
pays for all this, by the way?
Well, hopefully all of you, you know. I mean, right?
So it's donations.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's privately funded. I mean, the government has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
You know, so they have done two things. First of all, they have saved countless animals. This year was the year of the puppy for some reason there. I don't remember the exact number, but well over 100 puppies were placed from this place. Sometimes pregnant moms came in from the street. You know, this is Mexico, so
they have a lot of stray animals.
They do. And the good news is also the other thing they've done is they've changed the culture there. They've raised the bar. So other facilities have raised their game as a result of what they've done. They've also changed the culture with awareness. I mean, last year when I went there, I spoke to a school. I thought, and you guys have spoken to school groups before, you know, you go into a classroom and talk, in your case, about broadcasting, and in Bill's case, probably about gibbons.
Yep.
I don't know what he talks about.
That's it.
But he talks about that. I show up and these 20 people come out, then 20 more, then 30 more, then 20 more, then 30 more. I talked to the whole school.
Yeah.
Outdoors with a microphone. They had a translator for me. And I talked about animal welfare. And that's where it's got to begin, I think, is with the kids. But their culture is changing for a variety. Another reason is so many Americans and Canadians now live in Puerto Vallarta. And their feelings about animals are different. Having said that, because it's awfully complicated. There are many, many Latino Mexican people that have dogs and cats. They give them names. They love them in their own way, but they don't have the means to provide what we would think appropriately for them. But it doesn't mean they don't love them. And the standard is different because the culture is just different. But it's all kind of melding together. It's changing. And this one facility is part of the reason locally in the region around Puerto Vallarta as to why it's happening.
Very nice.
Pretty fascinating. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You do some great work. We're going to take a break. We're going to find out about some pet holiday anxiety.
Holidays. Yes. The holidays are right around the corner. Isn't that exciting?
And Giving Tuesday, will you explain that when we come back?
Oh, yeah. I've got the SPCA Puerto Vallarta is one idea. I've got another idea that I'm also personally involved with and have been for years.
Very good.
We'll continue talking to noted pet expert Steve Dale when we continue. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Noted pet expert Steve Dale visiting with us, Bill and Wendy, today on 720. Tell us about this cat that rocked your world.
Oh, man. Ricky. You know, when you think of very special relationships, you think Lassie and Timmy or something, you know, or you think of maybe Bill Leff and his Gibbon. But
Peanut the Gibbon.
Yeah.
That joke never gets old. Can I tell you, we've been talking about your imaginary Gibbon for 25 years.
You say imaginary, which hurts his imaginary feelings. Don't think I won't hear about it when I get home, Wendy, because I will.
By the way, I want to wish my mom a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Steve's mom.
Thank you. So many, many years ago, this cat, a Devon Rex cat, comes into our life. And I don't know how it developed, a very special relationship with this cat. In part, it developed because of the piano. I was teaching our little miniature Australian Shepherd yet another trick to do on animal-assisted therapy that she would. So she'd go to the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago and other places and do what these therapy dogs do. That's pretty amazing. My wife came home one day and said, can you teach her another trick? And I thought, I don't know why I thought it. How about a little kid's piano? I teach her to play. So I began the process of training her, and I closed the door so the other pets would be out of the room, and I used a clicker, and I clicked and treated, and the dog would raise the paw a little higher.
God, are you patient?
A little higher. No, she was doing okay. And I didn't close the door all the way. And in walks Ricky the cat, who looks at me, looks at the dog, looks at the piano, and goes, ting, 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 just like that, on the piano.
What song did Ricky play?
I don't know for sure, but
just random notes.
It
only
was
you.
That would have been cool if it was Brahms or something. Would
he's
have
a big Scott Joplin fan.
He was our little meowzart.
Oh,
and he played improvisational jazz.
Beautiful,
I think.
Yeah.
So here's a cat that was so social already, and I had always thought, well, you know what? If we could show what cats can be, that's a good thing. So I don't know what made me do this. Part of it because I just don't remember. It was a while ago, but took Ricky the cat to Petco or PetSmart for a local cat shelter. We raised money or something. And there was Ricky at the pet store.
Playing. As the entertainment?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Like you'd walk in the Nordstrom's and hear a piano play?
Yeah.
A little same. Different, I think.
I think it's the same idea. And then the TV stations heard about it.
Yeah.
And this was way before YouTube, you know, so There were no piano playing cats. There were no cats that went out on leashes and harnesses. And because I did things, I think, with this cat, we had an incredibly special bond. And then along the way, this same cat, Ricky the cat, was diagnosed with, it's a long name, feline hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It doesn't sound good. It's a very common heart disease in cats. And one of the outcomes is often sudden death. Mm. It is the number one reason why cats will die suddenly. You know how basketball players sometimes just drop,
yes.
You know, that are in really good shape? Same sort of thing, you know. So no cure, no treatment. And we continue doing the piano thing. I wouldn't travel with Ricky. Letterman even called, and I wouldn't travel with him.
Oh,
I thought, you know, that's too much stress.
You're the only person I know who said no to David Letterman.
Yeah, that's rare.
So,
wow,
Kent said yes. That's a weird thing. Right. Ricky's like, please.
Yes, come on, Steve.
As I recall, I wanted to videotape it and do it other ways, and he wasn't interested.
Oh,
eventually he did what these cats sometimes with this disease do, suddenly just die.
Oh.
And I thought, this isn't good. So I began a fund with the Wynn Feline Foundation. Wynn Feline Foundation supports funding for cat health. So if you have a cat, anything about your cat, at some point it was funded likely by the Wynn Feline Foundation. And we've raised a fair amount of money. Now there's a genetic test for Maine Coon cats and for Ragdoll
cats.
Boy,
they're beautiful, those Maine Coons.
Oh, they're gorgeous. But they carry this gene sometimes for this heart disease. So the test, a simple cheek swab, can determine inexpensively whether the cat is carrying the gene. And if so, breeders tend not to breed those cats. So we're helping with those two breeds, but this disease happens in any breed or any mix of breeds. So we need to do better than that. We better understand the disease via the money raised. But as I say, we need to do better. You can learn more at Wynn Feline Foundation. That's W-I-N-N, felinefoundation.org. And simply look for the Ricky Fund. And I hope it's because it is Giving Tuesday. I also mentioned the SPCA in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you have a favorite shelter in your community or just a favorite facility, that's just fine by me, too.
WynnFelineFoundation.org.
Yeah, W-I-N-N. felinefoundation.org.
You're a good man. Holidays are coming up, or the holidays, as you like
better
to call
thank
them.
You
you're welcome. What do we do to prevent injury or illness during the holidays with our pets?
So for further information, I'll have a website in a moment that I can give all of you, but the good news is that many of our pets just love it when
he gets so excited.
He knocked his own headphones off. Steve, are you okay? Do you want to lay down for a minute?
It.
Are you all right?
See, why isn't this show televised?
Because of that. Because of what you just saw Steve do.
Which just proves a pie in the face or people falling down are the funniest. Three
that
Stooges were right,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Thank you. I like that. You like the Three Stooges,
I do.
You?
Bill does not.
I remember fan. That.
Yes. Yeah.
See the things you remember about Bill and Wendy. It ought to be in the Bill and Wendy trivia book.
Maybe.
We won't get it done for this Christmas,
no,
but maybe
next year.
Next
for sure.
I think that would be a good thing.
We only have a minute.
How do we prepare our pets? What
all
do
right,
they need
so
to do?
You make sure things that they shouldn't be eating are out of reach so
right.
they don't get into them. We know about chocolate, but we might not think about xylitol. That's an artificial sweetener that might be in those brownies that you don't want Santa to get overweight because Santa's already there. So you make it sugar-free for Santa.
Can I tell you, if Santa comes to your house and you've left some sugar-free brownies, you're getting coal. I mean, this is the one
brownies.
Day of the year.
But Santa may never know because it tastes really good.
All right.
But it's really bad for your pets. As one example, sometimes our pets get totally stressed out. Mm-hmm. So some pets love it when all those people come over and when Santa visits, some pets not so much. So put them, I say, in a room, close the door to that room. I've talked about pheromone products before with you guys, like Feel Away and Adaptil. Plug those things in. Feel Away for cats, Adaptil for dogs, and give the animals something else to do.
I got Feel Away for Wendy last year for Christmas. She loved it.
Good idea. And give them something else to do, something to chew on, something to play with. Maybe pump up WGN radio in the background so they're not hearing all those people go by.
We're big with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dog Fudge that listens to us all the time.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
We get texts.
And poinsettias. I don't say it correctly.
Poinsettia.
I'm not saying it.
No.
They're not the best thing.
I thought they were poisonous.
Yeah, well, they're not the best thing. It probably wouldn't kill your dog. I'm not encouraging dogs to eat it, and it's not a good thing.
But sometimes they do.
But fresh holly is worse, and I'm going to break your romantic bubble here. Mistletoe is terrible. That's very dangerous
yeah.
for pets. Amaryllis, big at this time of year, also dangerous for pets.
And if there are any important ornaments that you really love, don't hang them low on the
yes,
tree.
Yes, absolutely. I say don't even put them on the tree. Also anchor the tree. So if cat or dog does, for some reason, jump toward it.
Is that a cat on your tree or an ornament? It sure looks lifelike.
It goes, wow, you wonder.
Yeah, sure.
And for further information about all of this, it's happypetholidays.com.
Steve, thank you so much for coming by. There's a reason you're a noted pet expert.
It's because I'm here with you.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's clearly
that's
it.
Why.
Happy holidays.
That's why.
That's why. That's the reason why.
Thanks, Steve.
A break
Thank
and then
you.
Some news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.